This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Rabbi Daniel Gladstein is with us live via telephone. The Art Scroll release is entitled Rav Daniel Gladstein on the Haggadah, Revolutionary Insights into the Haggadah, the Exodus, and the Final Redemption. Go to artscroll.com. You know the rule. Always use promo code radio24. Go to artscroll.com. And again, the rule is pretty simple. You use promo code radio24. Again, that's promo code radio24. Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. How are you?
How are your Pesach preparations going?
Fantastic. I don't have much to do. I just stay out of the way. And
well, some might suggest that that's the most helpful thing you can do, Rabbi.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, did we lose the rabbi? All right, hopefully he'll call us back. Again, go to artscroll.com. The book, the brand new Haggadah, is entitled Rav Daniel Gladstein on the Haggadah, Revolutionary Insights into the Haggadah, the Exodus, and the Final Redemption. Go to artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code radio. Artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code radio. Also, take advantage of Art Scroll's box sale, I guess we can call it that, where they literally are putting in a box, over $200 worth of books, and selling the box for $89.99, which means you can get an incredible array, an entire case of great Art Scroll books and Svarim, which you know about in advance. They give you the list of exactly what's available. They tell you exactly what's being offered, and they send you a box that could be very inspiring and educational over Pesach. I think Rabbi Gladstein is back. Rabbi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You were saying, sorry. Go ahead. You were saying about
yeah. Yeah, the guy, he's trying to stay out of the way, and after about 3 hours, he can't do it anymore. So he comes back into the house, and his wife said, I didn't ask you to help. All I asked you to do is stay out of the way, and you're already back. He's like, the whole day I have to help you? Can't do it the whole day,
Everybody's got their own perspective, huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember last year exactly which topics we touched on, but I did open up your Haggadah as if we had never spoken before, and I came up with the following that I wanted to bring up. First of all, you spend a good amount of time and pages, frankly, on Erev Pesach, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think it's more common in Israel, frankly, than here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe in the more yeshivish community, it is in fact a thing about the Amiras Karban Pesach after Mincha. But tell us about Erev Pesach, because I don't think people realize just how elevated a day Erev Pesach is. It is not a regular Erev Yom Tov. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you picked up on this, because we did not discuss the last time. It's interesting. If you were to ask people, what's the name of the upcoming holiday, most people would say, well, it's Pesach.
Right.
And that's not true. It's Chag HaMatzos. Right. Never does the Torah refer to the upcoming Yom Tov as Pesach. Right. There is a day it does refer to as Pesach, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach in the Chumash is referred to as Pesach. So actually, it's a completely distinct Yom Tov. It is the Yom Tov of Pesach. Erev Pesach is Pesach. The following 7 days are Chag HaMatzos. And, in our Haggadah, we bring a letter, which it's customary for many people to recite this letter. It's a letter from one of the most eminent Mikubalim. His name was Reb Shamshin of Ashtrapol, who was killed in 1648 in the massacres of Tach V'Tat. Wow. And he left us an exposition explaining a certain Kabbalistic passage of the Arizal, which it is recommended to recite on Erev Pesach. Many do, in fact, recite it Erev Pesach. And there are many wondrous accounts of those who recited Erev Pesach. In fact, there are many reports that Jews who recited this during the times of the Holocaust were saved in various communities. Anyone who had that opportunity was offered great protection. Some say it Erev Pesach, some say it the night of the Pesach.
Wow.
And it's predicated on the idea that the power that is latent in the words of the Makos is still there. And if you say those words, you could tap into that spiritual energy and that spiritual power, specifically on Erev Pesach. Now, why Erev Pesach? You know, you brought up this very important question. What's so significant about Erev Pesach? You remember in the Purim story, what was Esther doing at the time she was preparing to go into Ahasuerus and save the Jewish people? The Medrash teaches us she was doing Bior Chametz. Seems a little random.
Yeah.
That she was putting out the 10 pieces of bread and looking for them with her candle and feather as she was preparing to go in to Ahasuerus. But part of the explanation is that we started eradicating the forces of evil on Purim, and it comes to its full culmination 30 days later on Erev Pesach.
Right.
So on Pesach, before we anticipate the Gula, we need to eradicate the forces of evil in this world that are represented by Amalek. And of course, we know in our times, there is a force of evil that the Jewish people is reckoning with, and they come to their oblivion, so to speak, at the time of Bior Chametz on Erev Pesach. And as we take our Chametz, our 10 pieces, or whatever we're able to collect, and we put it in the fire, that represents the culmination of the obliteration of the forces of evil in preparation for coming of Geula, which is primed for the 15th of Nisan. So Erev Pesach is like the grand finale of the destruction of evil in this world. So it's a very significant day, a very powerful day.
Rabbi Gladstein, I have hundreds of Haggadahs. I've actually given away a lot of Haggadahs recently, and I still have hundreds of Haggadahs. I don't think I've ever seen Rav Shamshin's letter in another Haggadah. Have you seen it printed in another Haggadah aside from yours?
You know, I would like to say no, but, you know, my Haggadah is not the only Haggadah that
but it's
has
rare, right?
Isn't letter.
It, isn't it rare?
Yeah, it's rare perhaps for the Art Scroll series. And what's very rare is to have an accompanying explanation and an introduction explaining how it operates and when to say it and what the meaning of it is. And I think it's one of the nice features of this Haggadah.
All right, so the 4-page English introduction to the letter is not an exact translation, but it's a pretty comprehensive review of what people will experience and discover when they read the letter Erev Pesach, right? That would be a way of putting it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, if I may, there is a critical edition in both Hebrew and English of this letter that's available online. And the author actually gave me permission to cite certain insights that he had. And I recommend that if people want to explore the letter of Shamshin, they get a hold of that commentary. But this gives you a pretty solid introduction. And anybody who reads the introduction will certainly be motivated to take the few minutes that it takes to say this this passage.
All right, so you've given us a lot of assignments for a week from Monday. You got to say
right.
You got to say Karban Pesach. You got to read the letter based on the order in your Haggadah. You read the letter first, right? Would that make sense? Well, you want to try to daven mincha anyway before Karban Pesach, right? That's what we usually do when we're in Israel. We try to daven mincha first, and then wow, boy,
correct.
I'll tell you,
correct.
This holiday is getting more and more complicated as I get older and older.
No, you keep it simple. You keep it clear. Yeah.
And when do we do Shir HaShirim? Is that after the Seder? Can we do that after the Seder?
Yeah, after the Seder. After the Seder. You know, but people get very anxious this time of the year. I know a lot of people, they start to think about the overwhelming list of things they need to do. And I think that's why it's important that the book that we use is called Seder, Order.
Right.
Because when you're organized and you have a program, it keeps you calm. And it keeps things in perspective.
Hey, no joke.
Very important to,
I'm sorry.
Very important to stay level-headed and to stay calm the night of the Seder. And, of course, every custom is important, and we try to fulfill all of them. But really, the most important objective is not to lose your cool.
Right.
In fact, you know, the Rambam tells us, that one who gets angry, the Rambam makes a frightening statement, kal ha-koyes, one who gets angry, it's like serving idols. Right. And Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov says that when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach, you know, an idolater is not invited to partake of the Karban Pesach.
That's right.
And therefore, of all the things that we have to be careful about, Chassam Sofer writes, it's more important not to get angry on Pesach, even than not eating chametz.
So if the young, so if the youngest refuses to start Manishtana, you got to stay calm.
Yeah, you move on.
Exactly. When you threaten him or her by saying that you'll read Manishtana yourself, go ahead and do that before you get angry.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, you do include Shir HaShirim afterward. I didn't even realize you have it in your Haggadah. So it's really,
I have something really interesting on that.
Yeah.
On the Shir HaShirim. You know how many psukim are in Shir HaShirim?
How many?
There are 117 psukim in Shir HaShirim.
Yeah,
what are we going to do with that?
Right.
Actually, the number of years that we were enslaved in bitter slavery in Egypt, 117 years. And that's one of the important connections between Shir HaShirim and the Seder.
But that's a number I never heard associated with Shibud Mitzrayim.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, there's so many Haggadahs, and there's so many different numbers. We know 430 and 400 and 210.
Right. So where's 117 come
number,
from?
Unbelievable. You know, the Chidah wrote 6 different commentaries on the Haggadah, and I found in all of his commentaries, he gives significance to this number, 117. In fact, this I never knew, and I never saw in any Sefer. And I saw in a very interesting sefer, Art Scroll produced a commentary to the Zmirois of Shabbos from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I think it was compiled by Shai Grauchar.
Shai Grauchar, yeah.
Yeah. And he wants to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why is it that Matzoi Shabbos, when we say Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, we repeat the final pasuk.
Right.
You know, why do we say that twice?
Right.
And Reb Chaim said, because Yoshev B'Seser, Reb Chaim said he heard it from an old man. And I never heard that expression before. You know, usually Reb Chaim would say he saw it in this sefer on that page.
Right.
But Reb Chaim just said he heard from an elderly tzaddik that Yoshev B'Seser has 112 words. And in order to get to the special number 117, we repeat, Oirech Yamin Asbiel Lareh Shosi, just one more time. Why? Why is it so important, Matzoi Shabbos, to get to 117?
Yeah.
Because Matzoi Shabbos, we're praying the souls go back to their place, perhaps in the Gehenom, and we want to offer them protection. And actually, there's an idea that just like when we were in Egypt 117 years, the souls spend 117 hours in Gehenna a week. Where does that come from?
Havdala.
24 hours a day.
Havdala to candle.
Six days a week.
Havdala to candlelight.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's still 6 times 24 is 168 hours. A week is 168 hours.
Right.
And if you subtract 24 hours for Shabbos, and then the 27 hours for the daily tefillah, 3 times a day, it's 117 hours. That's just an example of where we see this number that we usually don't hear about.
Yeah, I'm just shocked.
117.
I never heard it before at all. And it's a reference to what? The hardest slavery period for the Jewish people?
The hardest slavery. Oh, it's precisely, we know that the slavery began when the Shvatim passed away.
Right.
So from the death of Levi, who lived the longest until we left, was 117 years.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Daniel Gladstein's with us. We highly recommend Rav Daniel Gladstein on the Haggadah, Revolutionary Insights into the Haggadah, the Exodus and the Final Redemption. It's an Art Scroll release. Go to artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code RADIO24. Finally, Rabbi Gladstein, how could I possibly have a conversation with someone like yourself during this year of Tufshin Pei Dalad without asking you about the extra significance that we have felt everywhere, and certainly in this country, of the paragraph of Vehisha Amda. Every generation, they want to destroy us, and he, of course, he with a capital H, comes through and makes sure that we survive. And this is a very important message for the Seder to transmit to our children and grandchildren this year, of course. Every year it's important, but particularly now. What are your thoughts, especially compared to last year when situations and conditions were a bit different? What are your thoughts about the whole theme of Vehisha Amda and the ultimate redemption that you mentioned earlier that we are going to benefit from?
The Haggadah could not address our feelings and our emotions more directly. Because when we think about how we ended up in Egypt in the first place, when Yosef was sold down to Egypt, and we think, well, you know, who purchased him? Who sent him down there? And we look at the Psukim and we see he was sold by Orchas Yishma'ilim, a caravan of Yishma'ilim. That's what precipitated the whole bondage in Egypt. And in fact, we start off the Haggadah by dipping the karpas. And there are many different explanations for why we dip the karpas. But the most definitive and earliest commentary we have is we dip the karpas to remember how we got to Egypt in the first place. They took Yosef's tunic, they dipped it in blood,
wow,
and they sold him to Yishma'ilim.
Wow.
And then we look at the end of the Haggadah and the Chagadia and the eight personalities or figures in the Chagadia. And, you know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky interprets that these eight figures represent the eight exiles, Babylon and the Chaldeans, Persia, Media, Greece, Macedonia, Edom, and finally, the angel of death is Ishmael. And that means the Haggadah ends the same way we got here, because we sold Yosef to the Yishma'ilim. The Haggadah ends that God will come and he will take care of business with the Malach HaMavis, which Reb Chaim says is Yishmael, and he will redeem us. So the Haggadah is bookended with what Yishmael did to us, that we should go down to Egypt, and the revenge that God will take when he'll redeem us against those who are Yishma'ilim.
I mean, you can't possibly fit this into present times better than the way you just described it.
Yeah, exactly. And as you say, the words of the Haggadah have to echo and resonate very profoundly with every Jew, because we saw with our own eyes, yep, the Chol Dar Vadar, they stand up against us.
Yep.
And, you know, we mourn the loss of so many innocent Jews.
Yep.
But we also have to realize what they could have done, what could have been perpetrated if they were able to accomplish what they wanted, what they were capable of doing, what they wanted to do, and how we saw with our own eyes that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam, God really saved us. I mean, it's hard to look at it that way, but that's what happened.
Yep.
Because it could have been of even greater proportions.
Wow. I love the Chagadia piece. Unbelievable. Chagadia, you know how it is. It's the time of the Seder where things have turned into a little bit more levity and a little bit more fatigue. But every word of the Seder has got to be taken seriously, including the beautiful songs that we sing toward the end.
Absolutely.
Rabbi Gladstein, I take this opportunity to wish you a Chag Kosher v'Sameach. I know that your Haggadah, as it has in the past, is going to enhance a lot of people's starim, and a big Yeshe Koach for that.
Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your time, and keep up the wonderful work giving chizuk to all your listeners and your audience, and I wish you a Chag Kosher v'Sameach.
Gam Lachem, Chag Kosher v'Sameach. Rav Daniel Gladstein on the Haggadah. Check it out, artscroll.com. Use promo code RADIO24. And enjoy. It's quite a work. It's quite a work, and I think you've gotten a good sample of why. And if you're now wondering what to say Erev Pesach, now you have your assignments, folks. Erev Pesach is an elevated day, and Rabbi Gladstein actually gives us opportunities to actually manifest that. And then, of course, the Seder itself as well. More coming up. You're listening to a Thursday morning edition of JM in the AM.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.